Exclusive: ICE deports illegal alien criminals to Honduras with Department of War aircraft. By John Binder on July 13, 2026. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, deported several illegal aliens convicted of crimes in the United States to Honduras last month using a Department of War aircraft, Breitbart News has learned. The move is a cross-agency effort by the Trump administration to save time, taxpayer money, and resources to carry out federal immigration law. ICE partnered with the Department of War, as well as the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, to make the deportation flight possible. This flight demonstrated how a whole government approach strengthens immigration enforcement and maximizes taxpayer resources, Acting ICE Director David Venturella said in a statement. By partnering with the Department of War, ICE can expand removal operations, increase operational flexibility and ensure criminal illegal aliens are returned to their home countries more efficiently, Venturella said. These partnerships allow ICE to maintain a steady pace of removals that, every day, make America safe again. Among the illegal aliens deported to Honduras on the flight is Santos Alberto Ramos Castillo, previously convicted of domestic violence, cruelty toward a child, drunk driving, giving a false name to law enforcement, and willful obstruction of law enforcement. Oscar Alvarado Diaz, who has been deported 9 times from the United States, was previously convicted of burglary and conspiracy to manufacture or deliver a controlled substance before being deported again to his native Honduras. Freddy's David Chavez Mencia, convicted of transporting and selling narcotics, along with Douglas Garcia Rivera, convicted of drunk driving and evading arrest, twice deported. Melvin Martinez Izaguirre, arrested for drunk driving, domestic violence, and assault, and Roye Oliva Ortiz, convicted twice of drunk driving, were also on the deportation flight. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.